High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
And we bid you good evening from the Rowe Activity Center on the campus of Sacred Heart High School in Fall City. It's high school basketball coming your way once again this evening. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, the Titans, in a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game set to get underway in just 3 or 4 minutes. And, of course, that'll be followed by the boys' varsity contest. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Chance Link is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's ball games. In the junior varsity games completed a few minutes ago in the girls' contest, HTRS took the win over Sacred Heart. The final was HTRS 26 and Sacred Heart 23. In the boys' JV contest, they played 3 quarters. Sacred Heart took the win 35-11 is the final score in that boys' JV basketball game. As we said, coming up first, we've got girls varsity basketball. We're going to step aside now for a 60-second timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Rowe Activity Center here in Fall City. As we said, the Sacred Heart Irish and the HTRS Titans getting set to do battle. Let's look now at the starting lineups. First of all, for the HTRS girls, they're coached by Coach Carmen Tomac. They'll go with Alyssa Howe. Allie is a 5'7 senior. Gracie Schaefer, a senior at 5'6. Ellie Short, a 5'6 senior. J.C. Leach, 5'10 and a senior. And Sadie Hardesty, a senior at 5'3. So 5 seniors starting for the Titans. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they are 4-1 on the year. They're coached by head coach Luke Sando. They'll go with Rachel Magdans, 5'10 and a senior. Olivia Eichhoff, a junior at 5'8. Lauren Malone, 5'4 and a senior. Jessica Wurtenberger, she's a junior at 5'7. And to round out the starting five for Coach Luke Sando is Ari Vondersmith. Vondersmith, a 6-foot senior, finishes up the starters for the Irish girls. Can probably hear the Sacred Heart Band in the background here playing their school fight song as both coaches have their teams huddled around them in front of their bench, giving them some last-minute instructions. If you're looking for Fall City Tigers basketball, we have that for you tonight also. My buddy John Nixon is on the air over on our sister station, KTNC. He has the Fall City Tigers tonight as they are hosting the Plattsmouth Blue Devils. That game's girls' game should be on the air right about now also. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. They're playing here in Fall City also tonight over at Fall City High School. So we invite you to check in on the Tigers also. Right now we're going to have our national anthem. We'll step aside for 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again here to the RAC, the Row Activity Center at Sacred Heart High School. If you're just tuning in, tonight the Sacred Heart Irish hosting the HTRS Titans, kind of a Richardson County battle that we've got going here this evening. Happy to have you tune in tonight to Sunny 101.3. Those of you fortunate enough to have electricity to power your radios, we welcome you. We're glad you're listening in. Count your blessings, my friends. Not everyone is that lucky. Still a lot of power outages around the Richardson County, Johnson County, Pawnee County area. I know of that personally. The area where I live up in northern Pawnee County, we still have extensive outages, and looks like it could be some time before power is restored. So it's going to be a cool and dark few evenings coming up, I think, for many of you out and around the southeast Nebraska area. Having the introduction now of the starters for HTRS, once again, it'll be Ellie Howe, Gracie Schaefer, Ellie Shart, J.C. Leach, and Sadie Hardesty. I watched the HTRS girls Tuesday night when they hosted the Freeman Falcons, and the HTRS girls struggled a little bit in that outing, but tonight hoping to get things back on track against the Irish. The Irish, as we said, are 4-1 coming into this one. Again, their starters will be Magdan, Zykoff, Malone, Wurtenberger, and Harrison Vondersmith. And they are 4-1. We just completed the introduction of starters. Our officials tonight, Gary Pence and his crew from up in Norris Way. Seasoned officials, good to see those gentlemen here working tonight's ball game. And they break the huddle and come out to center court. J.C. Leach will jump it up for HTRS. Stepping into the center circle for the Irish is Harry Vondersmith. And our official, ready to get things underway. The clock is set at 8 minutes. Girls varsity basketball on Sunny 101.3. He steps in. Here's the tip. Controlled by the Irish. Eichhoff comes up with the basketball. Olivia Eichhoff works to the right elbow. Up to Malone at the top of the key. Left side, Wurtenberger. Skip pass across. Eichhoff driving baseline right side. Jump shot up, off no good. Rebound, Vondersmith. Follow shot, left-handed hook, up, off no good. Rebound, put back in and out of there by Magdan. Still can't get it to go. Wurtenberger with a shot. And the Irish are 0-for-5 on this first trip down. Foul's going to be called on J.C. Leach. On Leach, her first personal. Team foul number one. So at the free throw line will be Jessica Wurtenberger shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. So the Irish go on top here early, 1-0. We're only 20 seconds into the ball game. Second shot is up and good also for Jessica Wurtenberger. 2-for-2 from the line, and it's 2-0 Irish on top. This is Ellie Shart with the basketball for the Titans on the dribble. Over to the left side to Sadie Hardesty. Hardesty handles the basketball on the left wing. Up top, J.C. Leach with it. Down deep in the corner, Ellie Shart once again. Comes to Gracie Schaefer on the dribble. Schaefer feeds Ellie Shart on the baseline left side. She tries to drive the baseline. Eichhoff is there defensively. The ball is tipped away out of bounds off of Eichhoff. It'll stay with the Titans. Hardesty will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline under the left side of her own backboard. Hardesty tries to lob it in. Vondersmith tips the ball away and makes a steal. Outlet pass comes down court to Eichhoff. Across the division line, Eichhoff into forecourt on the left wing. Up to Lauren Malone between the rings, top of the circle. Skip pass in the corner. Down underneath it goes. There's a baseline shot is up. Vondersmith, follow shot, got her own rebound, put back, can't get it. And Schaefer's there with the rebound. Gracie Schaefer will push the ball down court now for the Titans. 2-0. Irish on top early if you're just tuning in. Hardesty with the basketball for the Titans. Guarded by Malone in the man-to-man defense. Lob pass underneath looking for Leach. There defensively is Magdance to tip the ball away. Leach comes up with the loose basketball. Tries to work the baseline against Vondersmith. Can't get there. Passes the ball out on the right wing now to Hardesty. Back between the rings, top of the key. Gracie Schaefer handles the basketball. Wurtenberger comes out to pick her up defensively. Short sets a pick, pick and roll into Ellie Short in the paint. Everybody after the ball, a whistle and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will stay with the Titans. 6:25 to play in the first quarter, 2-0, Sacred Heart on top. Substitute in now is Jaylee McNeely into the ballgame. McNeely checks in for the Titans. Inbound the pass, stolen away by Malone. Lauren Malone, long down court pass, Wurtenberger laying off the glass up and good for Jessica Wurtenberger. And Jessica has 4 points in the ballgame. 4-0, Irish on top. Gracie Schaefer with the basketball. Schaefer gives up to Hardesty, Sadie Hardesty, off finds McNeely. Jaylee McNeely backs out near the midcourt circle, now picks up her dribble to the right side. Schaefer looking for Ellie Howe, the cutter in the paint, couldn't get it to her. Schaefer picks up her dribble, now has to go with a pass to Hardesty. Hardesty works the right side of the free throw lane, bounce pass into traffic to Schaefer. Wurtenberger grabs the basketball. Everybody got a hold of it. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow will go over to the Irish. Into the game now for HTRS is Laramie Glodar. She's just a freshman, 5'8". Laramie was a very effective volleyball player as a freshman this past season for the Titans. So she's on the floor in varsity basketball. In the corner, left side, Wurtenberger. Lob pass goes inside. Vonderschmidt to the right wing. There's a jump shot blocked away nicely by J.C. Leach. Rebound, follow shot. Wurtenberger can't get it, and Ellie Howe comes down with the rebound. Leach with a nice block of the shot over on the right side a moment ago. Ellie Howe gets the rebound and gives a bounce pass into forecourt. Gets it up to Gracie Schaefer. Underneath Howe, under the basket, falls to the floor. Whistle and the foul is going to be called on the Irish. Foul is going to be on Jessica Wurtenberger. On Wurtenberger, her first personal. Team foul number one of the half on the Irish. 4-0, Sacred Heart on top. 5:15 to play in the first period. Inbound pass on the left side. McNeely gives it to Schaefer in the paint. Ellie Howe. Howe's jump shot is up short off the rim. Rebound to Ari Vondersmith. Vondersmith with the outlet pass gives it down to Lauren Malone. Malone on the left wing finds Wurtenberger with the pass. Skip pass across court on the right side. Eichhoff. Back it comes to Wurtenberger for three. Up and off, no good. Eichhoff tries to get after the ball. She touched it last. She and Ellie Howe were battling for that rebound. It went off of Eichhoff, and the ball will belong to the Titans. Subs in now for the Irish. Delaney Witt onto the floor. She checks in. And Emma Luttrell, Kit Littrell, checks in. Emma and Delaney on the floor for the Irish. Schaefer down court. Across the timeline. Timeout's going to be taken by HTRS with 4:44 to play in the first period. Irish on top 4-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015 and online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatuba back with you here at the Rack in Falls City, 4-0. Irish on top, 4:44 to play in the first quarter here in the girls' varsity game. Titans basketball, HTRS to inbound it. Gracie Schaefer at midcourt into McNeely. Pass stolen away, Ari Vondersmith. One-on-one, Vondersmith with McNeely. Vondersmith is knocked to the floor and will have a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on McNeely. And on Jaylee McNeely, that'll be her first personal and team foul number two on the Titans. Irish basketball. Witt goes inside with it. Vondersmith moves to the basket. Shot off the glass up and good. And she will be fouled. Nice move to the basket by Ari Vondersmith. She got the ball to fall. And she's fouled on J.C. Leach. J.C.'s second personal, team foul number three. On the Titans, Leach will come out with her second personal. In to replace her is Ashton Bredemeyer now for the Titans. For the and one at the line, Ari Vondersmith, the left-hander, shot is up and good. She got it. Three-point play the old-fashioned way there for Ari Vondersmith. It's 7-0. Irish with the early lead, 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. with the dribble into forecourt, Laramie Glodar. She gives it off now to McNeely. J. Lee McNeely finds Ellie Howe. Howe driving toward the bucket. Ball is stolen away by Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the steal. She wants to bring the ball down court herself. Feeds it underneath. Gets it into Vonderschmidt. Jump shot up off. Won't go. Out to Delaney Witt. Witt, little floater in the paint. Up. It's off the glass and won't go. Witt falls to the floor. The rebound is brought down by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer pushes the ball down court, passes to McNeely in the corner on the left side, up to Glodar at the top of the key, again finds McNeely, left side of the three-point arc. Down in the corner, left side of the basket, they come back to the top of the key to Ashton Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer takes a couple of dribbles and hands the ball off to Schaefer. Schaefer comes to Laramie. Here's a three on the way from the right side, up and good by J. Lee McNeely. McNeely nails a three on the right elbow, makes it 7-3. Here's Delaney Witt for three, top of the key, nope. Rebound, out of bounds, and it goes off of Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger and Emma Luttrell were down there kind of battling after that one, and it goes out of bounds. Wurtenberger will take a breather, checking back into the game now. Is going to be Rachel Magdance. Magdance playing on a sore ankle. She turned an ankle in the last game and has been nursing that thing all week, trying to get back to getting it healthy enough to go here. Schaefer on the dribble to the left side, looking for McNeely off her fingertips. The ball goes out of bounds and down into the drum set. Ellie Short checks back into the lineup. Short back onto the floor. She'll come in and replace Gracie Schaefer now for the Titans. 3:14 to play first quarter. 7-3 your score. Irish up by four. Eichhoff passes up to Delaney Witt between the rings, top of the key. Left side in the corner to Magdance. Witt, lob pass into Vonderschmidt. Ball tipped away from Vonderschmidt. Going to be grabbed up by Ashton Bredemeyer. Her outlet pass goes to Ellie Short. This is Short on the dribble to the left elbow. Ellie feeds it down to Jaylee McNeely. McNeely comes to the near side with her pass. Bredemeyer on the dribble. Ashton Bredemeyer holds the ball a moment. Now back up to Short near the midcourt circle. Short stands between the rings at the top of the key and just holds the ball for a moment. Bounce pass McNeely. She tries to go to the corner baseline right side. Olivia Eichhoff will have none of that. Defensively in the man-to-man defense, Eichhoff took the baseline away. Irish running the man-to-man. This is Ellie Howe. She got a pick. Howe goes in against Magdance. Shot is up and off, no good. And the loose basketball picked up by Vonderschmidt. Breakaway lay-in up and good. Harry Vonderschmidt has 5 points in the ballgame with the steal and the breakaway uncontested lay-in. 9-3 your score. Irish up by six. 2:08 to play in the first quarter here at the Rowe Activity Center. My name is Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Titans with the basketball. Handling it here is Glodar. Laramie gives it back to the left side to Short. Round to McNeely on the right wing. McNeely tries to drive the baseline against Delaney Witt. Can't get there. Bredemeyer with a long three off the back of the iron. Olivia Eichhoff with the rebound. Long down court pass. There's Vonderschmidt. Fast break. Lay it up. Got it. And she'll be fouled. Harry Vonderschmidt got the lay-in and drew the personal foul. Once again, she'll be at the line for the and one, a chance to complete the three-point play here. Foul's going to be on Ellie Howe, her first personal, team foul number four. Malone back onto the line, into the lineup now, and Olivia Eichhoff will set down. Lauren Malone back onto the floor. Vonderschmidt at the line. She's 1-for-1 from the line so far tonight. This one is up and good, and Harry Vonderschmidt has 8 points. She'll come out of the ballgame, and to replace her is Macy Keller. If the Irish get this game under control early, expect to see a lot of the JV players because they've got a big game coming up at LeBlanc tomorrow, and they wouldn't mind resting their girls a little bit if they possibly could here tonight in this game with HTRS. It's 12-3 right now. Irish with a 9-point lead. Bredemeyer picks up her dribble. She's guarded by Keller. Macy Keller comes out to trap her. Bredemeyer's going to have to get rid of it. Now it does. Goes to Laramie Glodar with it. Laramie right back up to Ashton Bredemeyer. And this man-to-man defense is causing the Titans some issues here right now. McNeely passes to the near side to Ashton Bredemeyer. She holds the ball a moment, tried to go in the lane. Jump shot from 12 feet away is up and off, no good. Rebound, Ellie Howe comes down with it, and a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on the Sacred Hearts, Delaney Witt. On Delaney, her first personal, team foul number two on the Irish. Rachel Magdans will come out and have a seat, again nursing that sore ankle. And to replace her, Jessica Wurtenberger back onto the floor. A minute to play here in the first quarter. This is Jaylee McNeely in the paint. Floater, jump shot up, got it. Oh, nice move to the basket there by Jaylee McNeely as she made the move to the basket, and she has all five of the Titans' points. Delaney Witt lobs into Macy Keller under the bucket. Shot is up and good. Macy Keller with her first 2 points on the baseline. They couldn't stop her. She got a nice pass fed into her. 37 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Titans down court with a basketball. To the right side, pass comes to Ashton Bredemeyer. Macy Keller picks her up defensively in the man-to-man. Keller tips the ball away from Bredemeyer. She grabs it up loose, gives it off to the left side. Glodar, the freshman, tries to drive in for a driving layup, can't get it. Has the ball knocked away from her by Wurtenberger. It goes out of bounds off the Irish, and the basketball will belong to the Titans. Into the ball game now for the Titans. Larissa Goings checks in. She's a 6'3" senior. You heard that right, folks. She's 6'3" and a senior. There's a lob pass into the paint. Jump shot is up. Off won't go down. Put up by Ashton Bredemeyer. Rebound Irish. Wurtenberger pushes it down court. Takes it into paint. Little shot is up off the front of the rim. Wouldn't go. Ball is tipped away. Shark chases after it. It's touched last by the Titans. It'll stay with Sacred Heart. Irish will have the basketball. In forecourt, they'll inbound it on the side. Jessica Wurtenberger to toss it in. Into Delaney Witt with the pass. 3 seconds to go. Wurtenberger trying to get a shot off at the buzzer. Does, but it won't go. And after one quarter, the Irish on top, 14-5. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours starting at 7 a.m.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
After one quarter of play, the Sacred Heart Irish up 14-5. Basketball will belong to the Titans when play is resumed. The inbound pass into Ellie Short. Short gives it up top to Sadie Hardesty. Fight feeds Short in the paint. Into Ellie Howe. Howe goes up with a jump shot left side of the lane. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Macy Keller. On Keller, that's her first personal. Team foul number 3 on the Irish. And that'll send Ellie Howe to the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. Alyssa Howe, 5'7 senior, has not scored yet this evening. This will be her first attempt from the line. Free throw is up and just off the front of the rim, couldn't quite get it. She'll get another attempt here. Ellie Howe, second free throw coming up. 7:50 to play, first half, 14-5, Irish with the lead. Ellie Howe takes aim, launches her second free throw, and this one is nothing but nylon right down the middle for Ellie Howe. She makes 1 out of 2, makes it 14-6. This is Lauren Malone on the dribble to the right side. Delaney Witt for 3. Bingo! Delaney Witt nailed the 3 from over on the right elbow. They left her open out there, and she canned it. Nothing but net for that one. This is Ellie Sharp. Feeds it inside to Ellie Howe. In the paint, Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer guarded by Wurtenberger. Kicks it out to Hardesty. Hardesty picked up by Witt defensively on the switch. Now Keller's got her. Has to bring the pass back to the top of the key to Gracie Schaefer. Now to Ellie Short, left wing. Lauren Malone covers her defensively. Short, one dribble. Picks up the dribble across court. Skip pass comes to Schaefer. In traffic. In it goes. Turnaround shot up by J.C. Leach. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Macy Keller. On Macy, her second personal. And we'll put J.C. Leach to the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. Leach at the line to shoot 2 here. We've got subs up off the bench ready to check back in for the Irish after this first of 2 shots. Leach, shot is on the way up and good. Back in is Ari Vondersmith. Also back into the game comes Rachel Magdans as well as Olivia Eichhoff. So 3 of the original starters come back onto the floor for the Irish. J.C. Leach, she's a 5'10 senior, ready for her second free throw attempt here. The shot is on the way up and rims off. Doesn't go. Eric Vondersmit is there with the rebound. Vondersmit outlet pass. Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger bounce pass in the corner. Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff. Top of the key. Brings it around the horn. Ball pass inside. Vondersmit in traffic. Goes to Eichhoff in the paint. She tried to lob it into Wurtenberger. Ball is stolen away by Ellie Schart. Schart with the basketball down court. Ellie Schart, right side to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer holds up for a minute. Bounce pass, Sadie Hardesty holds the basketball. Lauren Malone has her in the man-to-man defense. Irish with a pressuring man-to-man. There's Gracie Schaefer, tries to drive the baseline. The ball is knocked out of her hand and knocked out of bounds by Ari Vonderschmidt. Here's Jaylee McNeely back into the lineup. She will relieve Ellie Schart to take a breather for the Titans. Hardesty to inbound it. Lob pass comes up top of the key. Gracie Schaefer for three off the rim doesn't go, and the rebound to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff, she'll push it down court. Comes on the attack offensively with a pass to Lauren Malone in the corner right side. Back up top it comes to Eichhoff. Inside the paint, Vondersmit works one-on-one spin move against Leach. Couldn't get it. Leach takes the rebound away. J.C. Leach with a good job there defensively on the board and flips the outlet pass down court. Schaefer, skip pass across McNeely on the corner left side. McNeely, lob pass, back up at the top of the key. It comes to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer guarded by Malone. Malone tips the ball away from her. Schaefer chases it down and gives it up to Sadie Hardesty. Hardesty tries to work the baseline against Wurtenberger. Ball tipped away, stolen by Vondersmit. Vondersmit, left-handed breakaway, laying off the glass up and good. Harry Vondersmit is in double figures. She has 10 points already in the ball game, and we've got 5:39 to play in the second quarter. 19-7, Irish up by 12 if you're just checking in with us over HTRS. Gracie Schaefer to the right side. Wurtenberger tips a pass away intended for Hardesty over here. It goes out of bounds off of Wurtenberger. We've got Laramie Glodar back into the lineup now, as well as Ashton Bredemeyer. The Titans are substituting freely. They've used, I believe, 10 girls here already in the ballgame. The Irish have used 8 so far. There's an inbound pass into Jaylee McNeely. Malone chases after her in backcourt. Malady downcourt pass. McNeely gets it into Schaefer. Schaefer shot hits the top of the backboard. The rebound comes down to Magdance. Downcourt pass right side. Eichhoff driving, laying up and good. Nice job, Lauren Malone, to get the ball down to Olivia Eichhoff for an easy two on the lay-in. 21-7, biggest lead yet now for the Irish, up by 14. Going to have a full timeout taken by the Titans with 5:03 to play in the first half. 21-7 our score, Irish on top, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups. We also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at the Rack in Falls City with 5:03 left to play in the first half. 21-7 our score. The Sacred Heart Irish girls with the early lead here over HTRS. This, of course, the first half of a doubleheader. We've got the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. John Nixon is on the air right now over on KTNC. The Falls City Tigers also playing here in town tonight. They're hosting the Plattsmouth Blue Devils in a girl-boy doubleheader. So that girls' game is underway right now on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM here in the Falls City area, and, of course, online at mscsports.net. Back to live action, Titans with the basketball. Inbound pass, Jaylee McNeely. Oh, underneath, she got a nice pass under the basket. Schaefer tried to go up with a shot, blocked away by Vondersmit. Vondersmit, downcourt pass. Here's Malone. Malone with a pass up off the rim. No, tipped around, and the rebound pulled down by Bredemeyer. Outlet pass to Schaefer. Gracie Schaefer picked up by Eichhoff on the man-to-man defense to the right side. Ashton Bredemeyer with the ball. Inside the Glodar, the freshman. Glodar guarded there by Magdens. Can't get to the basket. Has to come to J.C. Leach with the pass. Now McNeely works the baseline right side. Ball tipped away and comes back to McNeely. Bredemeyer ends up with the loose basketball. Malone gives chase, gives the ball into McNeely. McNeely with a nice shove off there, got away with it on Eichhoff. Turnaround shot up, short off the front of the rim, won't go down. That shot put up by McNeely, driving the other direction for the baseline. The ball tipped away out of bounds. Olivia Eichhoff trying to break for the lay-in there, and the ball knocked away from her and goes out of bounds. Off the bench is Ellie Short back into the lineup. Ellie replaces Gracie Schaefer. Eichhoff will trigger it in. Here's Sadie Hardesty in also, another sub into the ballgame. Hardesty replaces, J.C. Leach. Now they've got six players on the floor. Somebody else has got to come out. They're going to sort it out here, and Jaylee McNeely comes to the floor. Now we're even at five apiece. Irish basketball, Eichhoff lobs it in. Vondersmith under the basket, puts a shot up as she falls to the floor, doesn't go. Now it's battle for the rebound on the floor. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Irish. Eichhoff to inbound it on the left side baseline. Olivia Eichhoff. Now they switch out, and Magdans will toss it in. Magdans lobs it up top to Malone. Lauren Malone right back into Magdans. Little spin move in the paint. Up.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com. For details, member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Sadie Hardesty, turnaround jump shot. Hardesty up off, no good. Rebound Irish, the other end. Here's Harry Vondersmith with a turnaround move in the paint. Up and good, and Harry Vondersmith has 12 points in the basketball game. It's 27-7. Sacred Heart has opened up a 20-point lead with 2:57 to play in the first half here at the rack. Under the basket, a long down court pass to Ashton Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, turnaround shot for two. Off, couldn't get it. Struggle for the loose basketball, and Olivia Eichhoff comes out with the ball. Eichhoff brings it down court very slowly here, and we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 2:44 to go in the first half. 27-7, Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatua back with you at the Rowe Activity Center here in Falls City. 2:44 to play in the first half, 27-7. Sacred Heart with the lead over HTRS. Lauren Malone on the dribble into forecourt for the Irish. The point guard has the ball stolen away by J.C. Leach and tipped right back to Malone. Malone, a cross-court pass, finds Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger gets a pick here. Pick was set up nicely by Macy Keller. Lob pass under the basket in traffic. Emma Luttrell goes up with a shot, can't get it. And the rebound comes down to J.C. Leach. Leach flips the ball out to Short. Ellie Short down court has the ball stolen away from her by Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff driving lane up and good. Nice job defensively by Olivia Eichhoff. She has 8 points and is 29-7 Sacred Heart. Ellie Short. Eichhoff chases after her. Short goes to McNeely in the corner. McNeely dribbling baseline. Left side shot is up and good. Jaylee McNeely with the shot. She's got 7 in the ballgame. And it's 29-9. Ball is knocked away, goes out of bounds on the baseline underneath. I think Tuck's last by the Titans. It should stay with the Irish on their own baseline under here. They'll inbound it on the right side under the basket. Wurtenberger to toss it in. Wurtenberger. Inbounds a pass into the corner. Eichhoff a long three up off no good. Emma Luttrell rebound follow shot couldn't get it. J.C. Leach has the defensive rebound. Leach doing a good job on the boards down here defensively. Came up with that board. Outlet pass to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer with the ball on the right wing. Goes down to Sadie Hardesty. Bounce pass inside. Shot is up. Won't go down for Ellie Howe. Rebound, Macy Keller. Keller, bounce pass. Flips a pass out to Malone. Down court in a hurry it comes. Underneath, Littrell with the ball. Back out into the corner. Deep baseline right side. In the ballgame now for the Irish is Sadie Tisdale. Tisdale. Sadie gives the ball up top to Wurtenberger. Down to left side, Malone driving lay-in. Malone couldn't get it, and the rebound to J.C. Leach. Leach is doing a great job on the defensive boards down here for HTRS. She pulls down another one. 48 seconds to play in the first half. 29-9 your score. Ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Touched last by the Irish down in the corner. It'll belong to the Titans, and Sadie Hardesty lobs it in top to Leach. Leach one-on-one against Macy Keller. Ball away jump shot, can't get it. Ellie Howe is battling for the ball. Coming up with it is Lauren Malone. Malone down court. Malone up to Sadie Tisdale. Tisdale with a nice move. Jump shot left side. Tisdale comes up short. It'll go out of bounds. Touched by J.C. Leach. It'll stay with the Irish. 30 seconds to play here in the first half. 29-9. Irish up by 20. The inbound pass to Tisdale. Top of the circle, Malone. Right side back to Tisdale. Didn't see it coming. The ball got away. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back again to the Titans of HTRS. 24 seconds to play here in the first half. 29-9. Irish up by 20. Gracie Schaefer to the left wing with it. Off to Hardesty. Sadie Hardesty. Up top now, finds McNeely. Jaylee McNeely, the sophomore. She puts a pass under to Ellie Howe. Alyssa Howe goes up with a shot, and she's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be on Emma Littrell. That's her first personal team foul, number 5 on the Irish. At the free throw line, Alyssa Howe, the 5'7 senior, is 1 out of 2 at the line so far tonight. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots. Howe looks to the basket. First of 2 free throws is on the way up and rims out off the back of the iron. She's now 1 out of 3 from the line. She'll have another shot coming here. 9.8 seconds left to play in the first half. 29-9, Irish up by 20. Alyssa Howe ready for her second free throw. Looks to the basket. Shot is on the way. This one is up also off the back of the iron. Won't go. Lauren Malone with the ball down court. Malone pushes it down with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Wurtenberger for 3. Didn't get it. Wurtenberger knocked to the floor. Rebound to the Titans. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading. The HTRS Titans. Our halftime score is Sacred Heart 29 and HTRS 9. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and be back with our halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Get all your holiday shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local school. Come on in to F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy holidays!
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Rack here in Falls City. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish up 29-9 at the half. Individual scoring, J. Lee McNeely with 7 for the Titans. J.C. Leach has 1, and Alyssa Howe has 1 for their total of 9. For the Irish, Eric Vondersmith leads the way. She has 12 points at halftime. Olivia Eichhoff with 8, adding 4. Jessica Wurtenberger, Delaney Witt added 3 on a tray. Rachel Magdans with 2, and Macy Keller with 2 for their total of 29. 29-9, that's our halftime score. Sacred Heart on top. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here. Check in with your local weather, another 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfia.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Frontier Bank has announced that Trent Scheidel will succeed Mark Moorhead as president at its Falls City location. Moorhead will retire from day-to-day work, but remain at the bank part-time after 28 years. Scheidel's currently vice president and has been with Frontier Bank since 2017. Also with the new year, Bill Niedfeldt will bring nearly 34 years of banking experience to the Falls City location. Each employee is excited to continue to work with their existing customer base and meet and work with new customers. Frontier Bank in Falls City. Good with money. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We will see a slight dip in temperature going into Saturday due to a trough of low pressure moving through. Thus, the precipitation, however, will be staying south of us with the system. Going into Sunday, we will start to see a warm-up as another ridge of high pressure moves through our area. This will give us sunnier skies as well as warmer temperatures and more southerly winds. We'll see temperatures in the 40s as well as sunshine early next week. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-20s, north winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 30s, northwest wind gust up to 30. Going into Sunday, lots of sunshine and a high around 40 degrees, south winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And Monday, lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 40s, west wind gust up to 20. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back here to the Rack in Falls City. It's halftime, and while we were away, we resolved something here. When we broke for the halftime break, we told you the score was 29-9, and I was looking at my score sheet, and I had 31-9. So during the timeout, I went down and conferred with the two people keeping the books at the table. They looked at each other and agreed with me. They both had 31-9. So our halftime score actually now 31-9, not 29-9, as we had reported to you when we broke away for the half. Also, for our listeners, just so you'll know what's going on, and you'll know as much about what's going on as I do, but I was informed just a couple of minutes ago we're going to have a little bit of a change to our format at the end of this girls' game. Typically, we take a quick break and come back and do a post-game scoring wrap. I really don't know for sure what's taking place here, but I've been asked to come down onto the floor between the girls and boys varsity games. So what I'm going to do, they'd like to have me come down as soon as the girls game wraps. So what I'm going to do when the game is over, we'll send it back to Chance Link at our Sunny Studios. And Chance, you'll be able to share some commercial spots, a weather update, and what have you. And I'll go down and see what's going on between games, and then I'll be back up here after a short break and give you the post-game scoring wrap-up that I typically do right after the end of the ball game. And I'm a little bit mystified what's going on, but we'll play along with whatever it is. They always treat us right here in Sacred Heart, and I don't know why tonight would be any different, so we're going to trust them on that. It's halftime, 31-9, your halftime score. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the HGRS girls over on KTNC tonight. The Falls City Tigers are hosting the Plattsmouth Blue Devils. We've got time for one more 30-second break, and we'll be back with the third quarter after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We have a scoring update for you over at Fall City High. The Fall City girls are leading Plattsmouth at the half, 36-4. The Fall City girls leading the Plattsmouth, the Lady Blue Devils, 36-4 at halftime. That game again on KTNC. All right, ready now to move to second half action. The basketball will belong to the Titans. They'll go with their original five starters. They'll have Howell, Schaefer, Shart, Leach, and Hardesty on the floor. For the Irish, also their original starters here, Magdans, Eichhoff, Malone, Wurtenberger, and Vondersmith. Inbound the pass to Ellie Shart. Shart gives up to Sadie Hardesty. She holds the ball on the right elbow. Inside the paint, Ellie Howe. Shot is up, blocked nicely by Vondersmith. Oh, whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ari Vondersmith. Looked like she had a fairly clean block there. On Ari, that'll be her first personal, team foul number one of the half on the Irish. Alyssa Howe at the line. She's 1-for-4 from the free throw line so far tonight in the first half. Here shooting two shots, hits the back of the rim and rims off. She'll get another attempt. Ellie with a single point, 1-for-5 from the line. Not having a stellar night at the charity stripe. Let's see if she can prove on it with this shot. Ellie Howe, 5'7 senior. Looks up, ready to launch her shot here. It's on the way up, and got it. That one went right down the middle for Ellie Howe. She's now 2 out of 5 from the line and has 2 points in the ballgame. 31-10, your score, just underway, opening seconds of the third quarter. Lauren Malone into the corner, Wurtenberger. Vondersmith free throw line, feeds Wurtenberger in the paint, bounce pass to the right side, Eichhoff, 10-foot jumper, Eichhoff, up and off, no good, and there's J.C. Leach again. J.C. with that defensive board, and she pulls down a ton of them for the Lady Titans. Bounce pass to the left side comes Sadie Hardesty with the basketball. Hardesty looks for the cutter through the lane. Couldn't get it into McNeely. Now back up top it comes to Schaefer. Gracie Schaefer comes to Hardesty with the pass in the corner. McNeely inside. Pass stolen away by Vondersmith. Nice job defensively by Ari Vondersmith. Outlet pass down court. Here's Rachel Magdans to the hoop. Shot up off the glass and good. Rachel Magdans has 4 points in the ballgame. And it's 33-10. Lady Irish on top. With the ball and the dribble into the left side. Hardesty tries to save it from going out of bounds. She'll step on the sideline and Sadie couldn't get to it. It'll turn it back over to the Irish. Inbound pass to Lauren Malone. Malone with the dribble to the right side. Eichhoff. Eichhoff goes back to Malone. Didn't see it coming. Goes off Malone's forehead and grabbed up by Schaefer. Schaefer with the basketball. Sets the offense now for the Titans. Man-to-man defense by Sacred Heart. There's Jaylee McNeely driving baseline left side. Layup off no good. Rebound Magdans. Magdans down court. Fast break. Gives it to Wurtenberger. Driving layup. Wurtenberger left-handed. Up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger has 6 points in the game. And it's 35-10. The Irish continue to pull away here at the rack tonight in Fall City. This is Sadie Hardesty with the basketball. Hardesty just holds it a moment. Eichhoff picks her up defensively in the man-to-man. Pass across court stolen by Malone. Malone for a breakaway lay-in off the left side, off the glass, up and good. Lauren Malone with the steal and the breakaway lay-in, her first 2 points of the ball game, and the Irish blowing this thing wide open now, 37-10. Sacred Heart on top. Timeout taken. 5:50 to go in the third period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Fat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Fat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Chance Link, our producer-engineer at the Sunny 101.3 studios tonight for this presentation of high school basketball. Glad to have you with us. When play is resumed, the ball will belong to the Titans. The inbound pass comes into Laramie Glodar. Glodar up to the top of the key. Wurtenberger tips the ball away from Hardesty. Wurtenberger touched it last. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Titans. Sadie Hardesty will inbound it at the midcourt line on the side. Tried to put it into Ellie Howe. The ball was tipped away from Howe by Rachel Magdans. Magdans touched the last. And now Hardesty will inbound it on the side a little bit farther up the court in forecourt. Inbound the ball. Had a little help from one of her teammates on the bench. I don't think you're allowed to do that. Tapping her on the back as she's trying to inbound the ball. At the free throw line is Leach with the basketball. Kicks it back up between the circles to the top of the key. And comes to Gracie Schaefer with the pass. Schaefer over onto the right side. Finds Hardesty looking for the cutter. Through the paint is Hardesty. Now push foul over there maybe. No, the ball is just tipped out of bounds by the Irish. Defense by Wurtenberger. Inbound pass comes to Schaefer. Schaefer with the basketball to the left side. Gladar, Laramie Gladar, the freshman, hands up to Hardesty left wing. Hardesty picks up her dribble. Bounce pass into Howe. Feed back to Hardesty. Driving lay-in doesn't go. Rebound Vondersmith. Vondersmith kicks it out right side. Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger. Oh, nice pass underneath the Magdans. Lay-in up and good by Rachel Magdans. Give Jessica Wurtenberger credit for the assist to get the ball into her hands all alone under the basket. Gracie Schaefer almost has the ball dribbled away by Malone. Now it is going to be picked up. Here's Vondersmith breaking down court against Ellie Howe, driving lay-in up and good. Harry Vondersmith has 14 points in the ballgame. 41-10. The Irish blowing it wide open now. 4:30 to play in the third period here at the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. With the ball is Sadie Hardesty. Feeds it inside the paint. Gladar driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it. Laramie made a nice move to the basket for the freshman. Could not quite finish. Long down court pass to Wurtenberger under the basket. Jessica couldn't handle it. The ball gets away and goes out of bounds. Emma Littrell checks back in for the Irish, as does Delaney Witt. Sitting out will be Magdans and Eichhoff. They'll be resting here a bit. Big game tomorrow in St. Joe, I believe it is, with LeBlond. 4:13 to go in the third quarter, 41-10. Irish on top here. Let's see, coming out, Ellie Howe is going to have a seat. And back in, replacing her now is Ashton Bredemeyer for the Titans. In traffic, Gracie Schaefer gets it under the basket into Gladar. Shot is up. She got it down, but I think they took a timeout before the basket went down. Timeout taken. Titans 4:02 to go. Third quarter. 41-10. Irish lead it. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the clock shows 4:02 left to play in the third quarter here. 41-10 your score. The Irish well in command. Coming up after this, we'll have boys varsity basketball, the Sacred Heart Irish, and the HTRS Titans, kind of the Richardson County Championships down here among the division, the Class D schools. 41-10, Irish on top. Sadie Hardesty will trigger it in baseline, left side under her own basket. Gets it into the corner. Back to the top of the key, it comes to Schaefer. Schaefer hands off to Hardesty once again. They play catch with it. Now Laramie Gladar on the right side. The ball got away from her out of bounds. Lauren Malone was over there trying to tip it away. It goes out of bounds off of the Titans, and Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Delaney Witt, inbounds a pass, comes in with it to Lauren Malone. Malone, left elbow, bounce pass into Vondersmith in the paint. Vondersmith up to the free throw line. There's Delaney Witt for three, top of the key, rimmed around and off of there. And once again with the defensive board, there's J.C. Leach. Boy, she's got a basket full of defensive rebounds tonight for the Titans. At the top of the key, a long three is off the iron by Bredemeyer. Rebound Vondersmith puts it down to Witt. Witt for the breakaway lay-in off the glass, up and good. Vondersmith with the assist. And Delaney Witt with the breakaway lay-in. She's got 5 points. And it's 43-10 now. Irish on top with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hardesty, a cross-court skip pass stolen by Malone. Leach tried to take it back. Malone dribbles away from Leach and brings the basketball down to the left side in the baseline. Lob pass underneath Vonderschmidt. Over Leach. Shot is up. No. Rebound tried for follow shot. Put back. Latrell can't get it. Ball is loose on the floor. People diving after it. A held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Irish. Macy Keller will come in and replace Ari Vonderschmidt. Also sitting out is Jessica Wurtenberger, taking her place with Sadie Tisdall. Sadie Tisdall will inbound it. She's a 5'6 freshman. We'll toss it in for the Irish. Tisdall inbounds to the right side. Littrell. Littrell top of the key. Malone into the corner. Witt back up to Malone, top of the circle. Around Tisdall. She'll lance a 12-footer that comes up short. And the rebound is taken down by Ashton Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer up court pass to Ellie Shart, who's back in the lineup now for the Titans. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 43-10. Right side of the lane, pass underneath, tipped away by Littrell, then Malone had to go off her foot out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Titans. Into the ball game now, Ellie Howe back onto the floor. Howe checks in, and sitting out to take a breather will be J.C. Leach. Shart inbounds it. Ellie Shart tosses into Bredemeyer. Top of the key, McNeely around the horn. Outside, in traffic, moving to the basket. Ellie Howe couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul in the paint. And the foul is going to be called on Macy Keller. That's her third personal, second team foul of the half on the Irish. Ellie Howe will be at the free throw line. Let's see. Alyssa's made 2 out of 6 from the line so far. Ready for a two-shot situation once again. This one is up and good. So now she's 3 of 7, and she's made 2 in a row. She'll have another shot coming. Onto the floor, Olivia Eichhoff checks in. Lauren Malone will take a breather for Sacred Heart. Alyssa Howe, Ellie Howe, the 5'7 senior, ready for her second free throw attempt here. Looking to the basket. Shot is up and off the rim to the left. Doesn't go. Macy Keller had the rebound. Then Ellie Howe took it away. And then it got away from Ellie and went out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Irish. Sadie Tisdall will inbound it. Gets into Delaney Witt. And Witt will very casually now bring the ball up the court with 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. 43-11. The Lady Irish dominating the Titans here in the girls' varsity action. Right side, trying to move toward the basket was Eichhoff. Couldn't get there. Olivia, she's a junior, 5'8". Back to Delaney Witt with her pass. There's a long two for Eichhoff. Rebound, Tisdall. Follow shot, couldn't get it. And ball tipped around, and coming out with it is Ellie Shart. Shart will push it down in a hurry herself. Into the corner to Bredemeyer, who had an open look for three, doesn't take it, goes back up to Ellie Shart with the pass. A cross-court pass from Shart, goes to Glotter on the right side. Laramie feeds it in, turnaround shot, free throw line up off the back. Bredemeyer, no. And the rebound to Eichhoff. Eichhoff down court. She's looking down court for the pass. Into the corner right side. Open look. Delaney Witt for three. Bingo! Delaney Witt found herself open in the corner. That's her second three-pointer of the night. And Delaney has 8 points. It's 46-11 with a minute 10 to play in the third quarter. Ellie Shart across the timeline comes on the attack. Pass into Ellie Howe in the paint. Back it comes to Shart. Shart dribbles around Eichhoff, forces up a shot, couldn't get it. The ball goes to the floor. Eichhoff comes up with a loose basketball. She's trapped down there, gets it out to Macy Keller. Now Keller holds the ball and gives it back to Eichhoff, who'll push it down the court. Eichhoff attacking the defense on the left side into the corner. Sadie Tisdall, left side of the basket. Back up between the rings. Lob pass Macy Keller into the basket. Off the glass, up and good. Keller with the lay-in. She's got 4 points. Olivia Eichhoff with the assist. 30 seconds to play in the third period. 48-11. Irish with the lead. Titans basketball. Bredemeyer dribbling onto the baseline left side. Tried to penetrate. Puts it to the top of the key. McNeely comes up short. Rebound Bredemeyer. Follow shot. Put back up. Off. No good. Rebound. Whistle. Foul on Macy Keller. Keller just picked up her fourth personal and will send Bredemeyer to the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. 18.6 seconds to play third quarter. 48-11. Irish on top. Ashton Bredemeyer shooting 2. First one is up, and nope, couldn't get it. The only 2 points that the Titans have scored in this third quarter have come at the free throw line from Alyssa Howe. They have not scored from the field in this entire period. Ashton Bredemeyer ready for a second free throw attempt here. She She takes aim, launches it, and this one is up and good. Bredemeyer got one out of two. That's her first point of the night, and the score is 48-12. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Delaney Witt, aware of the time, goes to left side. Sadie Tisdall. Looks like Oberding in the ball game here now. Jocelyn Oberding handles the ball. There's Witt for a long three at the buzzer that doesn't go. And after three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish lead at 48-12. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The holiday season gives us time to reflect on the past year, and there's no time more fitting to say thank you to the incredible staff at Nemaha County Hospital and to the members of our supportive community. Every day we strive to provide the safest, highest quality health care, along with the best experience possible for our patients. We want to bring you quality care every time, now and in the years ahead. We extend our warmest wishes to you and your loved ones for a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. May the peace and joy of the holiday season be with you today and always.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, I think we've probably seen the last of the varsity players here for Sacred Heart. All five starters are sitting on the bench. On the floor now for the Irish will be Jocelyn Oberding, a freshman. Leela Frederick, a sophomore, is out there, along with Delaney Witt. Also on the floor now is, I mentioned Jocelyn Oberding. We'll get them all ID'd here in a minute. Gracie Schaefer with the basketball for the Titans to move into fourth quarter action. Into the corner right side, Sadie Hardesty, bounce pass underneath the Schaefer. Shot is off the glass, up and good. Gracie Schaefer with a nice move to the basket. That's Gracie's first 2 points of the evening, and it's 48-14. With the basketball is Witt off onto the left side, goes to Tisdall. In traffic, Witt goes between defenders. Turnaround jump shot left side up and good by Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt has 10 points. She's in double figures. It's 50-14. Into forecourt, McNeely right side in the corner. Hardesty guarded down deep there on the left side by Leela Frederick for the Irish. Ball is tipped away. It goes out of bounds. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Emma Littrell. On Littrell, that's her second personal, team foul number four on the Irish. Hardesty to inbound it. Baseline underneath. Hardesty tosses it into Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer comes to the left side. Jaylee McNeely, a long three that's up and off, no good. The rebound comes down to Oberding. Jocelyn Oberding driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it. Whistle under Sadie Tisdall, that was. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Tisdall to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on Jaylee McNeely, her second, team foul number one of the half. And at the free throw line is Sadie Tisdall, her first attempt from the line, shooting 1-1. She has not scored. Free throw is up, shooting two, rather. First one is up and off, no good. She will get another attempt. Two-shot free throw situation. A lot of reserves on the court here now for the Irish, leading 50-14. Second shot is up. It comes up short also, goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Titans. 7:02 to go in the ball game, 50-14. Irish in a commanding lead here over HTRS. This is Sadie Hardesty, a cross-court pass, Jaylee McNeely. McNeely with a spin move in the paint over Littrell. Couldn't get it. The ball is loose on the floor. Rebound. Shot is put up. Follow shot up. It won't go down. That was Ellie Howell that put it up. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Jocelyn Oberding, the freshman's first personal. Ellie Howell at the free throw line. She is 3 of 7 from the line. And here, shooting two. First one is up, won't go. She'll get another one. 6:44 to play, 50-14 your score. Looks like Laramie Glodar back into the lineup now. Ellie Howe, free throw on the way. This one is rimmed around and off, no good. Littrell battles for the rebound down there, battling with J.C. Leach. It got away out of bounds off of Leach. It'll be the Irish basketball. Oberling to inbound it. Jocelyn Oberling, she's a freshman, 5'7", tosses into Delaney Witt. Witt gets a nice screen by Littrell, pulls up for three, doesn't get it. Littrell with the rebound. Frederick had the ball momentarily, taken away by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer down court against the man-to-man defense in traffic. Jump shot McNeely right side, won't go. Rebound Oberding. Jocelyn Oberding kicks the outlet pass out to Delaney Witt. Witt under the basket, feeds it into Littrell. She goes up with a shot that's blocked away out of bounds. Emma couldn't get it up, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Emma Littrell will take a seat. Macy Keller will check in to replace her. Inbounding the pass, they lob it in. Turnaround Frederick, jump shot up and good. Layla Frederick, 5'6 sophomore. Layla gets her first 2 points inside the paint. 52-14 your score. 6:02 to go here now in this fourth and final quarter. Boys basketball coming up after this. J.C. Leach with a move to the basket. Up and good. They found Leach under the basket. J.C. with her first field goal. She's got 3 points now as she got behind the defense and laid it off the glass. This is Delaney Witt on the dribble. Witt in traffic. Floater off the glass. No. Rebound underneath, brought down by Oberding. Reaching in on Oberding was McNeely. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Irish. Ashton Bredemeyer will check into the lineup, replacing J.C. Leach. Off the bench comes Ellie Falk into the game now. Falk checks in. She will replace Layla Frederick for the Irish. 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. 52-16, Irish lead it. Here's Witt. Shot blocked away nicely by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer, one-on-one fast break with Oberding. Couldn't get it. Oberding was there. Rebound, follow shot. Couldn't get it. Schaefer, Ellie Howe with the ball. Ball gets away out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called on Jocelyn Oberding. On Oberding, her second personal. Team foul number 6. And at the line, shooting 2 shots once again is Alyssa Howe. She's been there a lot tonight. Shooting 2 once again. Takes aim. Howe's free throw is up and just short off the front of the iron. She'll get yet another attempt. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She's 3 of 10 so far tonight. Another attempt coming right here. Howe. Free throw is up. This one off. No good. The rebound down to Macy Keller. Keller flips it out to Delaney Witt, and Witt will set up the offense. Witt picked up her dribble. Goes to Oberding with the pass. Jocelyn Oberding, right wing, comes right back up to Delaney Witt. Lob pass inside, stolen away nicely by Allie Howe. They were trying to lob it inside to Macy Keller. Alyssa Howe got up there and stole the ball away. Schaefer down into the corner right side. McNeely in traffic. Bredemeyer turnaround. Shot up and good from the free throw line. Nice move to the basket by Ashton Bredemeyer. And Bredemeyer just got that turnaround shot from the free throw line. 52-18 now with 4:39 to go. Here's a 3 on the way. Witt doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. That won't go. Tipped around. Putting up the follow shot was Ellie Falk. Couldn't get it down on the rebound. Goes out to the Titans. This is Gracie Schaefer to the right side. McNeely for 3. No. Schaefer with the rebound. Holds it between the rings to the left elbow. Got it over to the left side to Laramie Glodar. She couldn't put a shot up, but she was double-teamed. Turn around, Bredemeyer in the paint, up again, off no good. Witt with the rebound. Delaney Witt wants to push it down the court one-on-one with Laramie Glodar. Witt, top of the circle, works to the left side of the lane, all the way to the baseline, driving, laying up, no. Whistle and a foul. I think we're going to put Delaney Witt to the free throw line where she'll be shooting 2. The foul is going to be on Laramie Glodar. That's her first personal and team foul number 2 on the Titans. Witt at the line to shoot 2. Delaney, let's see, she already has 12 points. And, or check that, 10 points. This one is up and off, no good. She'll get another attempt. Delaney's in double figures with 10. Another attempt coming. Subs in now. Jalen Bowling is into the lineup. Also, Avery Deerberger checks into the contest for the Titans. So we're seeing a lot of bench players checking in now. Delaney Witt's free throw is up. This one is good. She got that one down. So Delaney Witt with 11 points now. Delaney Witt will have a seat, and back into the game comes Layla Frederick for the Irish. All right. Deerberger with the inbound pass. Tosses, gets the ball into Jalen Bowling. Lob pass underneath. Moving toward the hoop. Back out top it comes Bredemeyer. Jump shot is up and off. No good. Michaela Flynn is in the lineup also now for the Titans. Flynn, a 5'6 senior. Had that rebound a moment ago. Moving to the right side. They give it up to Oberding. Oberding picks up her dribble. Hands the ball to Macy Keller with 3.5 minutes to play. Lob pass underneath to Keller. She goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled and most likely will be at the line shooting two. Jalen Bowling is going to get called for the personal. Her first, team foul number 3, but at the line, Macy Keller will be shooting 2 shots. She has 4 points on a pair of field goals so far this evening. Free throw is up, short, off the front, another one coming. Don't forget, boys varsity basketball coming up after this one. We're going to take a little break here right after this varsity game, and then I'll come back and do a post-game show before we start the boys' game. Second shot is up and off also for Keller, and the rebound comes down to Jalen Bowling. Bowling feeds it to the left side to Avery Deerberger. Deerberger, long two, got it. Avery Deerberger with a quick 2 points. As she hit the two from out here on the left elbow just inside the three-point arc. Spin move for the Irish by Sadie Tisdall. Long shot is up. Macy Keller, rebound, follow shot, doesn't get it. Whistle and a foul on the baseline. We're going to put Macy Keller right back to the free throw line. This foul is going to be on Laramie Glodar, her second personal. At the line, Macy Keller. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight, has 4 points. This one is just short. She'll get yet another attempt. Now back in for the Titans comes Larissa Goings. Goings, a 6'3 senior, into the game. Macy Keller, ready for her free throw attempt. Second of two. This one's up and short off the rim. Rebound comes down to Avery Deerberger. Deerberger into forecourt herself. Takes it against Keller. Keller blocks the shot. Blocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Titans. 2:53 to play in this one. It's 53-20. The Irish girls tonight with a dominating performance here. There's a shot put up in the lane. Won't go down. That was Michaela Flynn with the shot. Had it partially blocked. Rebound to the Irish. And Sadie Tisdall brings it up court. Tisdall at the free throw line in the paint. Ball dribbled away from her and stolen. Other direction comes Jalen Bowling for the fast break lay-in. Bowling. Got it. It sat there on the rim for the longest time. And then Bowling got it to go for the two on the lay-in. 2:25 to play now in the ball game. 53-22. 31-point lead for the Lady Irish. With the dribble for Sacred Heart is Sadie Tisdall. Avery Deerberger comes out to challenge her. Her pass to the right side, Jocelyn Oberding. We're calling a lot of names here tonight. A lot of people got into this ballgame for Sacred Heart and for HTRS. There's a shot in the paint with a whistle and a foul that's called. Foul is going to be on Michaela Flynn, the senior. Gets her first personal. Team foul number 5. And at the free throw line, I believe, yes, that's going to be Sadie Tisdall. First one is up and off. She's 0 for 3. She's had 3 attempts. She'll get another try right here with 2:07 to go. Sadie Tisdall, second free throw up off the front of the iron. And the rebound, safe from going out of bounds nicely by Frederick, puts it in to Keller. Keller tries to move to the basket. The ball is tipped away from her, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Titans. Jalen Bowling will inbound the pass. Bowling to inbound it. Avery Deerberger, left side. Bredemeyer with a long three that doesn't go. Chasing down the rebound in the corner is Jocelyn Oberding. Oberding, outlet pass to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall, with a minute 45 to go, feeds it into the corner. There's a long three, baseline left side, doesn't go. That one put up by Ellie Falk, and it gets away out of bounds off the Irish. It'll stay with the HTRS Titans. Minute 41 to go here in this ball game, 53-22. Sacred Heart in command. Boys varsity basketball coming up next. Libby Standiford getting ready to check in. 5'1 junior. Libby Standiford is going to be in the game shortly. Here's Avery Deerberger for 3, just short off the rim, and it goes out of bounds. So Libby Standiford, 5'1 junior, she'll check into the lineup and replace Ashton Bredemeyer with a minute 25 to play. 53-22, your score. Irish on top here. All right, into forecourt. This is Sadie Tisdall. She'll pull up for a two from the top of the circle that won't go. Tipped out of there nicely by Keller. Right back up to Tisdall it comes. Works to the right side. Avery Dierberger chases her. Tries to go up with a shot. Blocked underneath nicely by Larissa Goings. Down court on the dribble comes Libby Standiford. She'll shoot the ball off the rim. Doesn't go. They're going to give it up to Standiford again. Shot is up from the left side. Couldn't get it, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Sacred Heart. They got Libby Standiford a couple of shots here off the left side of the lane. Couldn't get it to drop. 53-22. Less than a minute to play here now. 45 seconds on the clock. Up off the bench is Alyssa Askren. 5'6 freshman. Alyssa's getting ready to check in. Ball got away out of bounds. Askren checks in, replacing Avery Dierberger. And with that, I believe every player in uniform on both benches has seen action tonight. Here's an inbound pass, nearly knocked out of bounds, or nearly saved, but knocked out of bounds by Jalen Bowling with 38 seconds to play. Inbound the pass comes in to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall right side of the lane. Puts it inside the paint. Ball is dribbled away. It's loose. Chasing after it. Loose on the floor is Frederick. Now it's going to be grabbed up. Coming up with it is Askren. Askren. They start down court with 22 seconds on the left side. Give it to Standiford. Libby Standiford. Shot from the corner. No. They'll let her have another shot off the rim. Couldn't get it. Irish with the basketball. Standiford with a shot in and out of there. Still couldn't get it. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, shot is up, no, it won't go. One more try, and she got it down. Libby Standiford with the basket. At the buzzer, the basket counts. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 53 and HTRS 24. We're going to send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We will see a slight dip in temperature going into Saturday due to a trough of low pressure moving through. Thus, the precipitation, however, will be staying south of us with the system. Going into Sunday, we will start to see a warm-up as another ridge of high pressure moves through our area. This will give us sunnier skies as well as warmer temperatures and more southerly winds. We'll see temperatures in the 40s as well as sunshine early next week. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-20s, north winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 30s, northwest wind gust up to 30. Going into Sunday, lots of sunshine and a high around 40 degrees. South winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And Monday, lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 40s, west wind gust up to 20. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again here to the Roe Activity Center on the campus of Sacred Heart in Falls City. Our final score in the girls' game, 53-24, your final. Sacred Heart with the win. Looking at the individual scoring in that team, first of all, for the Titan girls, they were led by Jaylee McNeely. She finished with 7 points. 3 points for Alyssa Howe. J.C. Leach had three. Ashton Bredemeyer with three. 2 points each for Jalen Bowling, Gracie Schaefer, Avery Deerberger, and Libby Standiford for their total of 24. For the Sacred Heart Irish, two girls in double figures. Ari Vondersmith with 14. Delaney Witt finished with 11 coming in off the bench. 8 points for Olivia Eichhoff. Rachel Magdans had six. Jessica Wurtenberger with six. Macy Keller with four. Layla Frederick had two. And Lauren Malone added two for Sacred Heart's total of 53. 53-24, your final score in the girls' varsity contest. The win going to the Sacred Heart Irish. Before we send it back to Chance Link at the Sunny Studios, I guess I need to offer an explanation and maybe report on what took place here. I was very honored and humbled a moment ago to be asked to come down to center court and was given a little presentation from the Sacred Heart family for the 50 years that I've spent behind the microphone here on high school play-by-play. And I got to tell you, it's a neat thing to have been able to be a part of that for the past, roughly 35 or 40 years of that time. It's been right here in Falls City. And it's very much appreciated to everyone from Sacred Heart for the recognition tonight. I didn't know that was going on. They kind of sprung it on me here at the last minute and told me they wanted me down on the floor. So very, very much appreciated. And it's seldom that this play-by-play announcer is at a loss for words, but I really don't know how to express the appreciation that I have for my Sacred Heart family and everybody associated with this school and all their programs. It was very, very much appreciated. We're going to send it back to the studios for about 10 minutes, and then we'll be back with the starting lineup for the boys' contest after a little 10-minute break on Sunny 101.3.